Welcome back. In just a moment, I'm going to be revealing layer number four. But again, before I do, there's something that's happening that you may or may not be aware of. You really do come into the layers. So last week, I revealed to you layer number three, which is resistance. And so you might be having some unexplained behavior or thoughts inside, and there might be a piece of you that doesn't understand, why am I feeling this kind of angst or, you know, kind of frustration inside? And I want you to know it's because you're in the layer. You're in the layer, right? This process is very real. The Indian Nine Layers is a real process. It's not just an intellect. It's not just in your mind. It really does come into your life, which is why it's so powerful. So if you're finding yourself feeling somewhat frustrated throughout the week or wondering why, just relax. You're in the layer. It's being processed. It's all good. It's all good. These layers, as we get kind of into layers two through five, you're going to see that you're feeling this deepening going on, and it can feel somewhat uncomfortable. So I just want to share that with you. If you are feeling some of that, it's totally normal. Just, this is the being aspect of this. Just let yourself be with it. What will assist you is making sure you are honoring your daily requirements and not overthinking things. Okay. Just letting it be inside of you is yes, somewhat uncomfortable, but it's what makes this so powerful. Right? So as we enter into layer number four, make sure you have also gone through the exercises and the action steps already. There's a particular action step for you in layer number three, which at first glance might feel a little bit surprising or shocking for you. And if you've done it, you know what happens when you do the action step. When we move through resistance in layer number three, we actually create space for ourselves. Space can be very uncomfortable. We're very used to in life just, you know, putting as many things as we possibly can into our lives to get through. And that can be a big coping mechanism for a lot of us. And when we create the opportunity to process resistance, we have space. Something happens when we have space in our lives. We feel things. Things bubble up to the surface that we may not have been letting ourselves feel. And in particular, there's one feeling, there's one emotion, there's one reaction that happens that's very rarely talked about, which can be a seed and kind of a breeding ground inside of us that really will stop us from stepping into our visions. You ready for layer number four? Layer number four is resentment. Oh, it's not really a dinner party conversation, is it? Resentment. We'd always walk around and talk about, oh, you know, I'm really resenting you today. I've got a lot of resentment in my formula. It's not something we typically talk about. Really important to address. So right now, I want you to know that everybody has felt resentment. So even if your ego comes up and says, oh no, I've never felt that, Tara. I don't know what you're talking about. Just put yourself in check. It's a really, really common, really real thing that we go through in our lives. And most importantly, we need to know how to process that, how to let go of it, and what it's really meaning underneath the surface. When we are resenting or in resentment, what does that actually mean? We're blaming someone else for our decisions. Think about that. You're blaming someone else for a decision that you made, and you're holding them, right, kind of responsible for something you chose. So let's put this in a little bit of a context. Maybe you're a mom that put your career on hold for your kids. And maybe you haven't recognized that you have some resentment towards them. It's not their fault that you put your career on hold, but you've got some resentment because you made a decision. So we're going to be making peace with that throughout this layer. And you're actually going to bring to the surface the places that you are feeling resentful. Now again, I want to be really clear. This is really normal, so I'm inviting you first and foremost to give yourself permission to be doing this. When you go through the activity, you're going to be isolating where you feel resentful in your life right now, who you've been kind of holding resentment towards, and you're going to be freeing that so you can move into the additional layers and really take responsibility and ownership of your vision. Okay, so I'm giving you a lot of courage inside this layer because I know it's not an easy topic. I also want to talk to you about a little bit, why do we do this? Why do we come into the space of resentment? You'll fall into resentment when you say yes when you mean no, or you say no when you mean yes. And why do we do that? We try to protect the relationship, right? We're very good at this with women. We're trying to make everybody happy. We don't want to upset the balance of things. We're trying to please everybody. So okay, yes, I'll do that, even though we don't want to. No, I don't want to do that, even though we do want to. That starts to become a breeding ground for resentment. Okay? What I want you to realize is that when you're trying to protect a relationship and you actually aren't honest or authentic inside the relationship, you actually build resentment and you damage the relationship that you're in. So even if you've been trying to protect the relationship by saying no or by saying yes when you don't mean it, you're actually damaging the relationship. So I want to give you some freedom inside of this. The entire intention inside this layer is for space, for you to have freedom to make choices and decisions that are really in alignment for you. And the first thing that we do need to do is release any resentment that's present for you right now in your life. So now you're going to go to the audio. Of course there, as I always do, I'm going to be sharing some background about particular resentment stories in my life. I've got a good one about Dave. So you definitely want to go to the audio and check that one out, as well as processing the layer for yourself, bringing this up to the surface so I can guide you through that. So take some time with this. This is a very, very powerful layer and definitely one that you might feel some anger towards and you might have some difficulty at first admitting it. Take your time. I'm there for you. I walk you through it. Hold your hand inside the entire audio. So go through that. And when you've completed that, I will meet you back here for layer number 5. You can do this. You're doing beautifully.